Love it. You're not wearing your blue sweater this year?
No, I figured I'd put one on the head.
You got it last time.
I did. Did you guys see this, by the way?
Yes.
How cool is that?
Last year, I think it was like viral to every winter. I think it
was. Oh, yeah?
But this is not recent.
It's so cool.
It's an article about this couple who are in Canada and they built this thing in their backyard out of like frozen milk cartons.
And you just put color, like some coloring over there.
I put it up on Facebook. You can find the article.
I saw you put
really cool.
And look at it.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the whole like
frozen milk cart thing. And the carton's colored, or did they add
coloring?
It looks so cool.
It's like being mad.
What's that?
Oh, that's probably
it.
Yeah. Which picture?
He was asking what we're talking about.
The one you just showed us.
Oh, yeah.
They use like milk cartons.
Because
you see all the milk
cartons.
Yeah,
you're
right. They like cut it
away.
Yeah.
Where's that
located?
In
Canada.
It's So you're going to tell me there's a Renaissance festival there?
Not this time of season.
Okay, it's too late in the season. Yeah. All right, so, final class. I have evaluation forms. So I will give these out during a break. Who wants to take care of them? Okay, thank you. Two sets. You know the drill. So, we have two distinguished speakers that need no introduction, so they won't get any.
They're so famous.
It's the Danny twins.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So,
I've had a few environmental differences in your lives, so.
You know, things are popping up like we have seen. As soon as I've kind of.
You already have a twin.
I know.
You're tweeting everywhere. It's interesting. All right, so we would love to hear the consultation experience that was
December 6th,
2013.
Yeah.
6 days ago. How much of it do you remember?
So we consulted to the teachers at our school on Friday, and there was a pretty good turnout. About 15 teachers showed up. We got there, everything was really simulated, and I was right up to the room and got set up, and we had prepared like a pre and post test to give to them. So we handed out the pre-test and kind of explained that it was voluntary, but it would help us, you know, determine if the presentation was successful anyway. And after they filled it, we started with the presentation.
Yeah, so it was about like 15 minutes to their meeting time, so we've given them a lot of time to fill it out, especially because people come in late. It's not a final time. So we basically just introduced ourselves to thank them for having us, and the first question we asked was, what do you already know about pharmacology and autism spectrum disorders? Keeping in mind that we're using ASD as an all-encompassing label right now, we know that's not the diagnosis of everyone here, that's the PDD at all, we're just using that to be like succinct. And so they were naming the medication they needed kids were on, how they were on so many of them at the same time, and they didn't know what they did. And so we just did a very like an active presentation on the fact that, you know, there are medications that cure autism or any neurological disorders. It doesn't work that way, but the medications that they are prescribed are to treat comorbid symptoms that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, in fact, very helpful, and like, this is a success for me, but these are the different classifications of symptoms that are common to be treated, and here are the medications that you may have heard. Keeping in mind that because they haven't been approved for children or adolescents, they're always prescribed off-label, and so you may not be as familiar with names. They'd stop us as we went to ask questions. We really just reviewed that. and then at the end, we asked for questions, and they had a ton of them. They were very, very interesting.
Yeah, it was really great.
You were surprised.
Yeah, that's a good thank you.
Yeah, we realized that they had asked for this topic, so and like some of the questions we could answer, and some of them we couldn't. And when we couldn't, we were honest about it. We were like, you know, I'm not sure that something definitely is probably in the literature. This is my guess, but I'll have to look it up more to be able to really answer your question.
Oh no.
We surprised them to a lot more than I thought I was gonna at least.
Yeah, but we could answer more questions than I thought maybe we would be able to answer, which is kinda nice.
And so she was yesterday, but we'd also had literally the, like 2 days before a class on all the classifications of drugs, especially as they're used for like ASD and other disorders. So it was fresh in our minds. Like, what's going to be a lot? Like, oh, I know this! And that was very exciting, but that's something that's usually like in our competence range, so I felt very...
One person asked like, exactly what the difference is in terms of like how it works in MAOI versus an SSRI. I actually can answer this now, so it's pretty nice
work.
I feel somewhat helpful when they ask questions.
My worry was that we want to be as knowledgeable as they would have liked. So I was glad that we kept the satisfaction survey because, like, otherwise, because at the end, I was like, we did, but I have no idea. So it was nice to see that they did indeed learn something from it and that they were satisfied, especially with our presentation.
Right, so after we gave the post test, we gave, like I said, like a brief satisfaction survey asking, like, how they thought the overall presentation was, what they thought of us, what they thought of the material, and like, the handout that we gave.
One thing that was a little difficult was medication names. We had like pronunciation right on out. Because I was so nervous that we were going to get them wrong.
Oh, the pronunciation.
Right, maybe feel a little bit like an imposter, like giving a presentation on these medications I can't even pronounce, but it really helps me study. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. Are you taking a psychopharm now?
I'm taking biological abuse of behavior.
Do you have the psychopharm also?
Do we?
It was offered last year.
I remember I tried. I can't remember.
I think there's a moratorium on electives right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. I mean, they were very welcoming. It went so smoothly as soon as we walked in.
Well, so walk me through the four stages of consultation.
Okay.
As it applies to your experience.
Well, it's difficult because it didn't all occur in
what's that?
A thousand words or less.
It didn't all occur like in that setting or on that day.
So like part of the diagnosis stage maybe overlapped with the entry stage.
Yeah, sure.
So we're already diagnosing what the problem was before we even got there.
Sure.
Physically.
The problem was lack of communication.
There was a problem with lack of communication, sometimes that's in the paper. And
we resolved that by having you involved in all such things.
Yes, everything worked out magically.
Yeah.
And then the diagnosis stage occurred like I said before we got there, and then also once we were there, by asking those questions like, what do you already know so that we're not redundant?
Right. And that just sort of helped to say, okay, this is the best intervention.
Medication and some are not, and the ones that are taking medication tend to have like 10 that they take. and then there are some that don't take any. Right. Like, oh, they were able to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the diagnosis space, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out the modality of an intervention. We were really like choosing between do you just have a discussion or do we do PowerPoint, and what are the advantages of both? And we finally decided, you know, having that visual display plus the verbal communication, that's like two different modalities of learning right there, especially for something that's difficult to remember. It's very listed and organized.
Yeah, that's what a handout too.
Yeah, and we knew too part of the intervention would be collecting data that was very important to us. So hopefully we might be able to submit a poster someday.
So
this paper might become a poster, you're saying?
I hope so. I spent a lot of time on this paper.
It's part of the intervention was just doing a presentation and also collecting the data. So we have the pre and post test results. And I didn't analyze them using software. I didn't have access to that.
I thought you said she was going to use SPSS.
I said, I hope.
She threw you right into the bus.
I have a free trial of SPSS, and it expired, so I don't have it on the computer anymore. But,
downstairs, SPSS is still not installed?
You know, I think it's in Lodge B, but I wrote the paper. I was on campus on
Friday.
The time of people were the weekend.
All right.
But yeah, they were here on campus. I wasn't sure I had somehow to
yeah.
They had it definitely in Monday. So the question that we asked that we got like results for, the first one 100% got right to begin with, so there was no change.
I was hoping that they would answer that one. That one is cannabinoid
medication, which I think is pretty obvious to.
Especially if you're working with that population, you think they know that one.
Incurable. We didn't know exactly that was part of the diagnosis, and that's exactly how much do they
So they all knew that as we know. So then the next question we had was for them to list four common symptoms of autism that medications can help alleviate. And the mean average, that they listed, the first time was 3.1 about, so they were able to about three. And then the post test, everyone put 4. So that was the average.
Shows improvement on the basis of your presentation.
And then so the next question was for them to list medications that are commonly prescribed to individuals with ASD. Their number of medications listed pre-test was 2.2.
Is that 2.2 just in general, 2.2 correctly identified?
2.2 correctly identified.
Okay.
Yeah. There were no atrial fibrillation. People opted to put 0 rather than list any.
Okay.
But everyone that they identified was on our sheet. So, and that's how I knew it was correct. If there was one I didn't recognize, I thought I would have looked it up to see if it was correct, and we just didn't have it. And so it was 2.2 pre-test, and post-test was 4.6. So that was a bigger jump than the last one. And the last one was a multiple choice question. It was, why are medications
off-label for ASD? 53%
got the question right pre-test, and then 92.3% got the question right post-test. 38% jump. So, I'm just curious, what were the answers to your questions? So, why are medications tried to get tricky, but I still was really tricky. I mean, I'm glad some people got it wrong pre-test so that they could be interested. So, why are medications often prescribed off-label for individuals with ASD? A, the medications are FDA approved for children. B, there is no one drug available to treat autism. C, the medications prescribed can help with symptoms associated with autism. D, A and C. E,
B and C.
Oh, no.
Or F, all of the above.
Ouch.
What do you think the answer is?
B
and C. Yeah.
So, A is the medications are FDA approved for children. And they're not.
Right. Well, what does off-label mean? And people don't know.
She did a really good job of stopping and saying it doesn't mean that it's bad or worse.
They have a bit of room for
issues. Yeah, that's scary something. Yeah. And a lot of them kept asking why not, and we didn't really know why, but we were guessing, it's very hard to do some of this research with children.
Yeah, it's very costly.
And they're scrambling on labeling and words, I can't really see why they would want it.
Right, well, I was saying, my next guess is that there is no medication that is used that can treat them, and these are the ones that are available, but they're going to go through the cost of going through trials when this isn't even going to treat the actual problem, it's just going to treat them
something. And they also were asking questions at a physician or a psychiatrist would help. You had a saying that we're not physicians or psychiatrists. Like, what is, like, the, do they do tests, like blood tests or brain scans, like,
which I know for one of the drugs they do weekly blood tests or like monthly blood tests.
Like Depakote?
Yeah.
And lithium.
Lithium, definitely. But others, like I know that they just don't, but we couldn't say for sure. That's something that,
it was hard to sort of figure out what questions might be asked. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no idea what they were going to
do. I really looked at that, researched
that, but I didn't see that one coming.
So that was the whole intervention stage, and then for
what were the other? I'm curious. What were the other questions that you asked them?
Those were the four. It was a short pretest.
Well, you went over the A, B, C, or D. B, it was B and C. What were the other questions, though? The answers to them.
Oh, the answers to the question.
No, there was one question about which medications are used.
Oh, that was a list format. So how many can I list?
Oh.
And so that wasn't like a percentage correct. I just want to see, like, can you list, generate which ones you know that are prescribed, and most people couldn't
give
any, you know, or some people
couldn't
give
any. So what are the correct answers?
Well,
how many did you give
them? List. We presented them a lot. Here is, like, an example of a handout that we gave them at the end afterwards. That is, like, you know, here are the ones that target irritability and aggression, usually antipsychotics, so we had a whole list of them. Here are ones that target social difficulties, repetitive symptoms, you know, usually for OCD, SSRIs. These are the ones that target seizures. Here are the ones that target inattention and hyperactivity. And then we have a list of others, like lithium.
I also described the side effects that we speak of that because they're the ones who see what's going on. It's like they're
medication side effects.
They're just wonderful and asleep. Well, if you have a medication problem, that will make more sense to you. Maybe that's, we talked about collaborating with psychiatrists and
and being able to open and talk to them and understand why certain things are prescribed and give them feedback so maybe if they have to alter medication labels and
maybe teach
them with quality, the best person, because they see that individual, most of the time parents don't. Mm-hmm. I just like what a shame it is that they're not involved in that selection process. Mm-hmm. And they said they noticed like rapid changes in a child's behavior and they're not sure if it's from medication or whatever it is, it might be a good person to talk to you spend 8 hours a day with the child, and if they're switching medications, you know, one might be noticing what's actually going on to give information back, you know, if you're never there, so.
The disengagement stage, it's pretty abrupt. We
really just left. We thanked them, and because of the data.
So well, yeah, you redistributed the questionnaire, right?
Right. And gave the satisfaction survey, asking what they thought about the
presentation. Yeah. So you left them your email addresses?
Well,
we were like, you know, you can contact Miriam.
Okay.
She has her information. That was it.
So what was the satisfaction like?
Okay, so the satisfaction
is 4 out of 4.
Yeah, so, well, They had options that they could choose for each question. So, like, the first question was, the presentation was overall, and you can rate, you know, there's extremely helpful, somewhat helpful, not helpful. Every question had 4 choices, so we kind of coded them 1, 2, 3, and 4. So, just to give you an idea of that. So, for the presentation overall, got a 3.21.
Out of 4.
Us as presenters got 3.57. The format of the PowerPoint and the presentation got a 3.36, and the handouts got a 3.2.
was very anxious about this, but I kept, you know, it's Judy, it's Judy.
Yeah. And we also left a section for them to write comments about what they would have liked to learn.
Yeah.
And just anything they would explain their answers. And most people often do not fill that section out, but some of them did say they wanted to learn more about long-term effects of the medication. We gave, like, side effects, but I don't know if
didn't share how long term they were.
No, it sounds like it has a kind of a little bit about the long term effects, but only as much as we knew.
Right. Someone has said, what does comorbid mean? and if they had asked, we didn't really tell them. A lot of people said thanks, or it was so cool, thank you. They were very nice with their comments. One person asked about the literature, about what does the research say about. People with like other comorbid, like I'm going to use the word comorbid because I don't think so. Other disorders like diabetes and being on these medications. I was like, wow, this is way over what I know. I'm glad she had asked that during the presentation.
But, something that I find a little disturbing is that the bar percent they were talking to each other. And I'm usually pretty good at like taking it out and not caring.
Did you practice wise mind then?
Yeah.
This reminds me.
You didn't notice that? That's funny. Well, I tried not to let it get to it, so
you know that would make us, that would make me at least seem nervous and a little unprofessional, so kind of tuned it out.
Well, you know, if it's bothering you and it, you think it's going to disrupt your presentation, would it be possible to say something like, you know, please stop talking, it's having an effect on me.
But absolutely. It was like just on the cusp, so we just buy it and maybe it gets it. But you're right, like if it had gotten to that point, I absolutely would have.
If I noticed it to that extent, I kind of didn't have any questions.
Can you make your question public to all of us?
Did you share that note out loud? Yeah.
It's interesting to me. Like that might be something that they—that's just their culture in the schools. Maybe that's just something that they do. But I know that, like, if someone was presenting
in our classroom, we would never talk to each other. That would be extremely rude. So just really—it was interesting to see, like, it was a different setting. We wasn't used to that.
We're also younger than them, and I wonder how. You know, at first I wondered how seriously they were gonna take it, but they really—their questions.
But you could tell they were like,
and
then maybe a few minutes
early,
you could tell
they were happy
that
it was like over.
Thank God! I mean,
it was on a Friday.
But I know, but it was like, what would
they have
to do otherwise?
It's when they usually have like a teacher meeting.
Okay,
like,
no, but they don't have reports to write that day, like the reports were getting.
Yeah, like if you're calling
up,
like if you have not done your report yet,
then
I guess none of them had done it
because
they were all looking at each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, called like some people down to do their reports, and one of the girls
and
was like, oh, shit.
She got to
leave.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it was
a. She got called down to the principal's office.
Yeah, I don't know if this ended me to get it, but we were like, oh, go take. There was like a picture of him on the wall. And like,
yeah.
He was in our program, and they were like, oh. Say bye.
They didn't care.
I don't know. It was a head teacher. She just didn't.
I don't know if it was her personality, like she like wanted to kill herself.
She wanted to kill herself.
And even by the when she greeted us or whatever, but like it was only like I felt like I was wasting her time. Or, like,
did it feel as though maybe she was imposed on to schedule you guys?
Maybe because she did have announcements to give them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. She did.
Oh, we got two people from post.
Yeah, like I'm not impressed that he went to your program.
Tippy's pets.
Oh, snap. Wow. That's a diss.
So that's all like internal politics.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does a lot of fundraising, and so I don't know how much he has to do with the like fine workings of the. Yeah, you know. So.
Because that's a very.
Yeah. So I don't know how close to the ground he keeps his ear to things. And people might be pissed off about that.
Maybe.
But you guys steered clear of the politics. Yeah. It's great.
That was it. We dropped it.
I was clearly oblivious to this horrible and
you're very sensitive to those things. No, I would be too. There were people typing on their laptops. And
no,
you didn't have that. Were they sitting way in the back? And
yeah. Overall, it really went very, very well, I think. I was really pleased with how we did.
Yeah.
And I don't, I think we did definitely the best that we could get in what we knew and how we prepared a lot at, we really took it seriously. And it was such a good thing to, like, be able to do now that I'm applying to schools for extra time to be able to talk about that, have it on my CV. And then, I mean, I'm sure when I'm in schools and I'm doing consultation, I'll feel much more comfortable doing it because I've done it before and I'm not on the stats and I'm not that neat. How it's supposed to work, what my role is, and other people.
Now, would you say you guys did more consultation or collaboration? What do you think?
I think consultation. Besides, well, the referral topic, I guess, usually is picked by them anyway. Like, you get referred for a specific topic. But I think it was more consultation. I mean, we weren't really problem solving anything. We were more just like educating them.
If you know how the diagnosis was made, that tends to be the gold standard. And I would really, like, I would respect that decision, but I don't know how otherwise, if it's just diagnosed by a practitioner saying this person has autism based on how they are acting. But they, even when we said, I'm not really sure, but they, like, completely took that answer as, oh, great, okay.
And the fact that you were able to, like, get on the level of what the ADOS was and they used it and explain something that they all clearly understood because they were all nodding, like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they did a good job of pretending that they, like, completely agreed with everything we said.
Yeah, there's no, like...
Yeah,
like they were very intent on what we were saying.
You were involved with Laura Fischel's dissertation coding, right? Were you also? Lay Fischel, yeah. And she used the ADOS, right?
No, Laura used the CARS.
The CARS, right. Yeah.
Which is so mad that's not the gold standard because
it's above that. Yeah. It's similar, though.
It's for high functioning.
Yeah.
Is that
self-report? No. It's all like clinical observation.
Yeah, because there's one boy who was diagnosed, he said he didn't have autism based on the CARS, but then ADOS said he did. And so it was like, some kind of discrepancy. And of course, everyone makes sure to be like, oh, ADOS trumps. Like,
yeah.
So the CARS isn't used?
A little bit more class than that.
Whenever I bring it up, people are like, what? So, I feel like even there's like an autism expert. I'm calling that at my site. That's his population. That's what's interesting.
Like mostly Asperger's. And I brought up the CARS and he kind of just gave me a blank stare. Like, oh.
Like, he doesn't use that.
Right.
He's very assessment oriented. So I was like, oh, okay. I've got a lot of pressures too, I guess.
I think Laura chose the CARS because it was more easily applicable to like coding observations and sessions.
It was all Likert scale,
very specific.
Well, the ADOS is like a 2-hour
structured
session.
Right.
Do the same thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, which you can't do watching videos of a session computer.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like like it's specific activities that you have to do with the child then, or so you can't just code a session.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to take out the blocks and then do whatever it is with the blocks and then take out the dough and then have the snack and whatever.
That's very standardized because we're watching videos of completely different situations at different ages. And we were coding for like his overall behavior, but not for his like performance.
Questions, comments? Peanut gallery.
I would call it. I thought that I am very impressed. That was good. I don't know that I would feel comfortable. It sounds like you addressed that a number of times that day. And you said, like, we're not physicians and we're not, you know, psychiatrists. So I kind of would have felt a little funny, you know, presenting that. But it's good. I'm saying it's a good thing that you did it. You know, like, it's good that, like, you were able to, like, you know, carry it, like, hold your own and things like that, and that you felt confident doing it.
Thank you. I'm glad we had gone over it in class and did troubleshoot it. You said, like, well, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, because I don't
think
it was comfortable for us either.
It's hard when you're trying to prove, like, yourself to people, especially as just master's degrees.
I'm not confident in general giving a presentation on something that I'm not, like, solid and I don't know perfectly, and so this was really uncomfortable at times. But I think we prepared the best we possibly could with, like, the list of every possible medication we could
find.
Yeah,
yeah. And that was nice to hear because I wasn't sure. Like,
I felt like they might be more expert than
we were on in this particular subject. But the fact that this was their referral question showed that they
felt they didn't know as much as they would like.
Yeah, and they all agree to us and notes in front of us. Like, in case they ask questions about differences between antipsychotics and that probably never came up because I would have been reading off the paper, but
And you know what?
It was like totally fine that you did that, and I think they appreciated that you had any time you could get off the top of your head and look like you memorized it. So you're like, you know what, like, I brought some ancillary notes.
Let me check them, because they're correct, and so
I did that one.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I had a question about seizures. I'm like, I think I had that somewhere in here.
I mean, they, like, responded well to it. They laughed, and they were like, okay.
Oh, good.
They like, appreciated that we had brought extra materials that
we can make sure we were getting them the right information.
Rather than being
my
daughter. I don't know. I have my clustered phone one of the favorites. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they were good. Now, how did you two decide how to distribute the workload?
So we're just very good at that with each other because we were in groups together. We
kind of feel it out. But
we had gone through the slide and then you do this part, I'll do this part. So we can
summer of the year, summer of the year.
Yeah, but we could jump in.
I just kind of felt like when you were going to talk, or like I was like dating with us.
Yeah, when they ask questions, we both look at each other and you can kind of see in your eyes who knew the answer.
Which person is like looks more scared?
Yeah.
Which one of us looks more scared?
Yeah.
For the slide, we went through, like, I did the antipsychotics, Danny did the antidepressants, and I did the anticonvulsants, and Danny did the attention, you know, like, we just kind of broke it up that way.
Logically.
And whatever one we did, we also went over, like, the side effects.
Do you have your slides?
Yeah.
You want to?
Would you like to see that?
Go through them.
Sure.
Is that something you guys would want to?
They're really quick.
I know he's putting them on fire yesterday, but
I know.
So you don't know all this
stuff.
She gave you that article. I don't remember if she asked for neuropsych or Zipperburn, but. About the atypical antipsychotics that have, like, your pictures in it, but it's it's a really.
It's like a 5-minute
walk away. Never see her again!
California!
That's it!
No, but it was a really good article explaining the difference between, like, first generation antipsychotics and atypical antipsychotics.
antipsychotics and like what they are and how they actually work.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up. And maybe on blackboard and what? I'm not sure if she gave us a couple of handouts. One was more diagnostic criteria. The other one was
travel drive. Okay, what do you call it?
That would be the OT documents.
What would
that doesn't have a cap.
Yes, hence the term capless. Well, any questions about consultation? Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, we didn't have staff.
That's all right. We're at the end of the class. I appreciated teaching you guys. I wish we had more students. Not that I didn't like the fact that I had you four, but, you know, I'm a little sad because I have a feeling that this concentration might not exist in future years because there just isn't the student interest. At least that's what I'm hearing.
That's part of the reason I came to this program.
Yeah, I know. I don't think that this program does a good enough job of marketing the concentration. Yeah. Yeah, and there are scattered people who feel the same way. Like, I know Lily in the second year class, very excited about this concentration, but, you know, those people are grossly outnumbered by everybody else.
But they need, is there another concentration that they're thinking of having instead of this?
No.
I mean, Family Violence and Sly are nice, but, like, they're kind of random, you know, so just have two options and not have a third in there.
And I feel like file and
my bias, like the best startup.
Yeah.
When Daniel did the
He had the same difficulty with filling seats.
Because it's more specialized.
Yeah, it is. It's much more specialized. So the issue is that there's a lot of pressure to have a minimum of 10 students in every class that's taught on campus. Otherwise, they feel it's a waste of resources. So that's why I've been thinking about, like, maybe developing some play therapy courses that would also interest students.
That if the shift went from school psychology, maybe to child psychology,
Because there isn't enough interest in the school piece.
Right.
And,
And,
you know, Shawnee's the first person to take this supervision course at Brooklyn, and I'm hoping that she'll be school certified, but it might be a little bit too late by the time she gets certified to, like, use her as a poster child for what, you know what I mean? So, anyway, thanks for being part of this, and I will leave now so that you can fill out your evaluations.
They won't really.
Yeah, right.
This was a very helpful class.
Thanks.
It was nice to have, like, a group to discuss with and really get to share things.
So you like the small,
yeah.
smaller setting?
Yeah. So do you both get the